SP. Do you mean all those people are spirits? There must be a thousand all singing and praying, all the time. Sometimes we got just bread and water, and we lay down on boards. We must be there all the time, otherwise the minister is not pleased with us, and he says if we do not get down on our knees, we go into the fire. Doctor, that is all nonsense. All those people have lost their physical bodies, and are in the outer darkness that the Bible speaks about. They are in blind, religious ignorance. They will remain in that condition for a very long time if they do not change their way of thinking. They are filled with religious fanaticism. Your mother was brought here for understanding and controlled this same body. SP. Someone pushed her in, and then I could not talk to her anymore. The whole crowd down there will not listen to anybody, they just sing and pray. Doctor, they can stay there for years and years, and their Lord will not care anything about them. SP. There, that hell is not there anymore. Doctor, the minister thinks of hell and devils, and creates phantasms, which seem real to ignorant spirits. SP. Will you help my mother? Doctor, intelligent spirits will take care of her. It was they who pushed her in here, to bring her to an understanding. The difference between you and your mother is that you will listen and she would not. SP. Then you do not think God would be angry with me? I doctor, of course not. SP. Sure? Doctor, God knows everything. He is all in all. He is the creator and creation both. SP. Don't we fall in sin? Doctor, no, never. If you say we fall in sin, you say God made a mistake when he created us. He is all wise, all powerful and everywhere present. When such a God as that created the world and mankind, he did not make a mistake, allowing man to fall in sin. Otherwise he would not be all wise. SP. Why do they say that then? Doctor, people worship creed. The truth is given allegorically in the Bible. SP. Didn't Jesus die for our sins? Doctor, of course he did not. SP. The minister said there is power in the blood. Doctor, no, there is not. Some of those people you speak of have probably been dead a long time, we cannot see them. SP. Can't you see all those people over there, pointing? Doctor, no, they are spirits and have lost their bodies long ago. They are blind to the higher life. You are not satisfied to be with them and you ask questions, therefore we can help you to an understanding. We must add understanding to our faith. You lost your own body, perhaps many years ago. SP. Everything was all mixed up. I got hurt in the head. Doctor, don't you remember any of the streets in your city? SP. No, I can't remember. It seems like I was in San Francisco. By a former resident of San Francisco, did you go across the bay to Oakland? SP. Yes, and we went to Oakland to the prayer meetings. Did you work at Strauss Brothers Overall Factory? Was it on Mission Street? SP. Mission Street. I remember now. We lived on Mission Street. Near Daly, toward Golden Gate Park? SP. No. It was near the depot. Toward the ferry? SP. Near the Southern Pacific Station. They had a mission house on Mission Street. Was that toward their bay? SP. I don't know. We lived in a little house we rented. My mother went to the factory too, but she got sick because she sang and prayed all the time. I had to do her work too. We did not get much, just kept enough so we could live. The minister said it was a sin to eat meat, or milk, or butter, or eggs. He said they cost too much and that we must sacrifice our bodies. Doctor, was your father dead? SP. I think he died when I was a little girl, I don't really know. Doctor, look around and see whether there is anyone here whom you know. Other spirits are here who will help you and take you to the spirit world. That is the invisible world around the physical world. SP. I see such a pretty garden. Look at those beautiful flowers, just look at them. I never saw anything so beautiful. There's trees and flowers. Hear the pretty birds, how they sing. Look at that beautiful lake, and all the children swinging on the shore. Doctor, that is the spirit world. S.P. It is so much better than over there, where they sing and pray. Sometimes I was so hungry that nothing satisfied me. Isn't this different from those crazy singing people? Can't you see them all? Couldn't you help them to see this beautiful place? Doctor, your mother was here, controlling this body, but we could do nothing with her. S.P. Oh, look at that nice little house over there. It has two rooms and a beautiful garden full of flowers. Doctor, do you see anyone around there? S.P. Somebody says my grandmother lives there, and it's going to be my home, too. They say she is waiting for me. I only know grandmother a little. She visited us once but she could not stay, because mama was carrying on so and grandmother didn't believe in it. So she went far away, I think east somewhere, and after that she died. Mama got some money from grandma, I don't know just how much, but I think she said a little more than $1,000. I thought then I should get a new dress, but the Lord got it all. The minister said the next Sunday that she would go up into the seventh heaven, because she gave the Lord all that money. She would not eat one thing all that day. I thought sure I would get a new dress, but I didn't. Can you hear that beautiful music? Listen. Doctor, we cannot hear it. S.P. I never heard anything so fine. All the flowers bow to the music, and when they hear it they look happy. The music seems like colors, and it seems to go with the flowers. When the music changes, the flowers have a different color. Doctor, you will find many beautiful things when you leave here. S.P. There is a gentleman standing there, and he looks at me and says, "Come, little child. We are many, because each mother had her children that she took to church with her. One time, I'll tell you. There was I, and Bertha, and Clara and Joe. Joe's a boy, we all went into a corner and we just sat there and talked. The minister saw us, and you don't know how mad he was. He said he would have to punish us all, and he did. He said, the Lord will punish you all. But the minister did it, and his hand was awful hard. My grandmother is here, and she says, Mary Ann, you can come with me and we will try all we can to help your mother. This gentleman who stands there says he is my father. Grandma was my father's mother. Grandma says he died east. Mother joined the Salvation Army, but the mission friends got hold of her. We came from Kansas when I was a little girl. The money my grandma sent was to be given to me, but my mother said we would put it in the Lord's keeping. So the Lord kept it, and I didn't get any new dress. Doctor, the Lord did not get that money either. S.P. Whether he got it or not makes no difference now. I will get my new dress. I have one, but that is not mine, because you say this is not my body. I will have a new dress, but I don't want sackcloth. I must not say that. It isn't nice. Doctor, now you are going to serve others, and be where there are trees and flowers and beautiful music. S.P. This gentleman comes, he says he is my father, but I don't remember him. He says he will help me. You know my father died, or passed out. Sometimes people say that. Doctor, passed out is right. There is no actual death, nobody ever dies. Your father only lost his body. S.P. Isn't that dead? Doctor, his mind, or spirit, being invisible while in the body, is still invisible to mortals when he steps out of his body. His body is only the house where his spirit lives, and when the spirit leaves the body is placed in the grave. But the spirit is not dead. S.P. Sometimes I prayed for my father, because mother said he went to hell. Father says there is no such place. He looks awful nice, and he's all dressed up. I wish my mother would understand. Doctor, don't worry about your mother. After spirits like she control this body, they are placed in a spirit hospital. S.P. Can you talk to the Lord too? I wish you would talk to him, because he takes too much money from the poor. Doctor, the Lord does not do that, it is the minister. SP. Why, here comes a little Indian girl. Spirit, doctor, isn't she nice? She will show you beautiful things. SP. Can I go with her? What is her name? Dr. Silver Star. SP. Is that her name? Will you play with me, little girl, and can I play with you? She says, yes, and that she will take me to her home and show me pretty things. Won't I be happy? I will have a new dress, not this sackcloth, but probably the Lord would not like that. Doctor, forget all about that. Go with the intelligent spirits and they will help you and teach you. SP. Silver Star says I should come with her, and she will take me to my grandmother, and my father and my brother. Surprised, oh, my brother. I forgot all about Lawrence. He was so little when he died. Doctor, how old was he? SP. I don't know. He was only a little baby. I don't know much because I couldn't go to school when I wanted to. I had to work for the Lord. Doctor, after you leave here you will learn many things. SP. But my mother said the Lord did not want us to learn, because we must sacrifice everything. If you read and write you get away from the Lord. Doctor, just remember I said that was all wrong teaching. SP. I will find it out, and I will find out if the Lord gets all the money. If that minister took all that money, I will tell him he is not nice. Doctor, you will find that belief about the Lord is not true. SP. And I thought it was gospel truth. They would not let me go to school. I saw lots of children learn but I could not. They said I would not go to heaven if I learned. I cried when I could not have a new dress, and the minister told me I would go to hell. Doctor, now you will learn the truth. You have been dead probably many years. Have you seen heaven? Why are you not there? SP. That's true. Doctor, the Bible mentions the outer darkness. You were in darkness, but it was all of your own making. SP. How can they sing and pray all the time when they are dead? These people have churches. Once in a while they go to other churches, on earth, when God wants them in some other church. Sometimes, before the minister, mortal, knows it, the people in the church do something like that, swaying motion of the body, and everyone gets up and jumps and sings. The mortals having opened themselves, through wild emotionalism, to spirit obsession, their minister says that is the influence of the Holy Ghost. Some of our crowd get into that other crowd and make them all jump. Doctor, spirits such as you speak of often go to churches on the physical side and unbalance the people, making them demented. Then the people say they are controlled by the Holy Ghost. SP. Silver Star says she will take me along, and that I will have a new dress. Maybe it is not right, but it feels good to know I will have one. Silver Star says that I must thank all of you for being patient with me. Someday I will come and tell you how I like things, and then probably I can remember more. If you do not come there, then I will come to see you. Mary Ann McDonald is my name. I will see you sometime. I feel like saying God bless you, but I suppose I shouldn't. Doctor, that is all right. Now go with Silver Star. SP. All right. Goodbye, that conscientious church attendance. Faithful meeting of obligations and upright living do not in themselves ensure spiritual enlightenment hereafter has often been evidenced. Experience, July 19, 1922. Spirit, Henry Wilkins. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. The controlling intelligence was apparently crippled, with body bent over knees. Doctor, can't you straighten yourself? Wake up. Spirit, I'm not sleeping. Doctor, why are you bent over? SP. My back is broken. Doctor, you are mistaken, it is not broken. SP. Oh, yes, it is. Doctor, it may have been broken but it is not now. SP. I tell you I cannot straighten up, my back is broken. Doctor, we can change that condition. SP. Many times they told me that, but they never could. Doctor, but we are going to do it for you this time. SP. I will give you $10 if you can straighten me out. Doctor, where is the money? SP. When I can stand up, I will give it to you. If you can cure me, it is worth all of $10. Doctor, just think, I can walk, and you will be able to walk. SP. You will have to show me. Doctor, move your legs and you can walk. SP. I did that many times, but it never helped. Doctor, nevertheless, you can be cured. SP. But I have no money. I haven't had money for some time. Every time I see money, I grab it, but it gets away just like it had life. Doctor, I will explain. Do you know that you are a spirit? Do you know you are dead? Yes, dead to the world? SP. Then I don't know it, and I haven't been in heaven. I was a good Methodist. I went to church every Sunday and also to Sunday school. I prayed and prayed that I might get well. I was a shoemaker. Doctor, where did you live? SP. Down in Texas. Doctor, what is your name? SP. My name is Henry Wilkins. Doctor, how old are you? SP. I am an old man in the 60s. One time I was driving a horse and he ran away. I fell off the wagon and broke my back. I used to be a farmer. After that, I could do no farming. At that time I was in the 30s. After I was hurt, all I could do was some cobbling. I earned my living, but it was surely hard sometimes. Doctor, have you any idea what year it is? SP. I can't remember. Doctor, who was president? SP. Let me think a little, I ought to know that. I think, if I remember right, it was Cleveland. Doctor, what was the cause of your death? SP. I did not die. I did some work, but I never got any money for it, because as soon as I was going to take the money, somebody else grabbed it. I heard many times that my shop belonged to somebody else. I have been working there a long time, but the young fellow that he always takes the money all the time and I never get anything. Doctor, did you start the shop? SP. Yes, many years ago. Some young fellow came to my shop and helped with the work, but I had to show him how to do it, and I had to teach him how to do lots of things. He got all the money, I never got a smell of it. Doctor, the fact is, my friend, you have passed out, and are so called dead. SP. I have done nothing for some time except help that young fellow get rich. Doctor, now listen to me. You lost your physical body probably while you had that shop, and now the shop belongs to somebody else. The young man did not know you were there, but you may have impressed him how to do things. He did not know you were there. SP. He did not know, because I did the work. I sat the working, and once in a while he would sit right on me. I could not chase him out. Doctor, do you know what year it is? SP. It is 1892. Doctor, that was 30 years ago. Do you know where you are? You are in Los Angeles, California. SP. California. Doctor, look at these clothes you are wearing. SP. Who put these clothes on me? I don't want to be dressed in a woman's clothes. Doctor, let me explain. SP. Bring my pants, please. Doctor, look at these hands. SP. They do not belong to me. I have a ring on, but I never owned a ring. Doctor, suppose you sat here mending shoes. Do you know what people would say? They would say, why is Mrs. Wickland sitting there, mending shoes? Mrs. Wickland is my wife, and you are using her body. SP. I am no woman, I am a man. I was engaged to be married. But when I had my accident and became a cripple, the girl said she did not want to marry a cripple, so she married someone else. I told her I could earn just as much money by mending shoes as I did when a farmer, but she said she would not marry a cripple. I loved her just the same, and I love her still. Doctor, what was her name? SP. Mary Hopkins. She said she was ashamed of me. I could not help my accident. I felt that if she loved me, she would have thought more of me because I needed her more. Of course, I did not look so nice. I could not dance and do the things she wanted to do. One day she said to me, I am ashamed to go out with you all crippled up. I felt so bad because I did not think she could be so cruel. I suffered terribly. It was not enough that I had a crippled body, but my heart was broken as well. From that time I said, women are all devils. I had no use for them, I hated them. Doctor, there are many good women. S.P. Sometimes I felt there is no God, because he would not have let me suffer such mental and physical pain. I tried my very best to be patient. Doctor, you will have your reward for it now. S.P. I gave money to the church. They said I must give money because God needed it. Sometimes they made me give so much that I hadn't enough left for bread and butter. They said if I didn't, I wouldn't go to heaven. Doctor, there is no such heaven as the preachers teach. S.P. Then why should they preach that way? Doctor, for a living. Do you realize that the teachings of Jesus were wonderful? God is spirit, Jesus said, and we should worship him in spirit and in truth. The Orthodox Christians think heaven is a place up in the sky. Heaven is a mental condition, not a visible place. The fact is, we are spiritual beings, invisible while occupying the mortal body. When we step out of the mortal body, we are still spiritual beings, and if we are free-minded, those gone before will meet us and will show us the way to the spirit world. God is not a visible spirit, but God is spirit. God is love. You say you loved a girl. Did you ever see love? S.P. No, but I have felt it. Doctor, he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. We are talking to you, but we do not see you. I do not see you, I see only the face of my wife. S.P. I don't see why you keep calling me your wife. You say we never die, yet you tell me I am dead, and I still have my crippled body. Doctor, if you had had understanding, you would not have been crippled all these years since your death. S.P. Could I have been well all these years? Doctor, yes, if you had been taught the truth. Jesus said, the people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. S.P. People believe that Jesus died for our sins, and that if we are good we will go to heaven when we die. I am not there. Doctor, you will never go to any Orthodox heaven. And if there were such a place, you would be lonesome after you arrived there. Heaven is a mental condition attained through understanding. Think of the wonders of nature and God's revelations. Do you like music? S.P. I used to. I used to sing in the choir. My girl sang too. We were so happy. I always felt when we were singing there was such beautiful harmony. But then the minister got up in church and condemned everybody that did not give enough money to the church. He said we would go straight to hell. I could never see the justice of that, that when a man does the best he knows how and lives a clean life, that he should go to hell if he does not give enough money to the church. Doctor, do you know who was the founder of the Methodist Church? John Wesley. He understood the real life on the other side and lectured on spirits and spirit communion. He knew the truth. He did not just believe, and he wrote of it, but his people do not follow the teachings of the founder of their own church. Christians do not understand the teachings of Jesus. They do not want to understand, because that causes them to think. It is easy to merely believe. Spiritual things must be spiritually discerned. S.P. When I was in my shop, once in a while I saw my father and mother, but they are dead and I knew I could not be with them. Doctor, why not? S.P. Because I was in life, cobbling in my shop. Mother said to me, come along with me. I could not go because I had my crippled body, and I had to earn my living. When I did not work, I did not get anything to eat, and I was awfully hungry. Once in a while I got a smell from the restaurant, but that was all, unless I worked. Doctor, you were a spirit so could not eat. Your parents came to you because they are spirits. All these years you stayed around your shop, because that was your greatest interest. You did not know the higher laws of life. S.P. I was taught that if I did not go to church I would go to hell and burn forever and ever. Doctor, there is no such thing as burning forever. S.P. Thank God for that. Doctor, look around. Perhaps you will see somebody you know. S.P. I am sick and tired of mending shoes. Doctor, after you leave here you will not have to mend any more shoes. S.P. I would like to play and sing. I love music. I was getting along very nicely with my singing lessons until I got crippled. Doctor, perhaps Mary is here now. S.P. Mary? She gave me up and married, but she was not happy. She married a drunkard. She suffered. Seeing a spirit, oh, there is my mother. She was good to me. Doctor, does she speak to you? S.P. She says, my son, you need not be crippled any longer. Why, I have a new body, mother, but, oh, mother, crying. I am a woman now. Such a foolish thing, to be dressed up like a woman. Doctor, you are only talking through my wife's body. S.P. Can I talk through another person's body? Doctor, yes. My wife is a psychic instrument through whom spirits can talk. She is entirely unconscious while you are speaking through her. It is strange, but true. Did you ever ask yourself what life really is? S.P. No, I had no time. I had to use my mind to make shoes. Doctor, that is no excuse at all. S.P. My mother says dash. At this point the spirit was removed and his mother assumed control. Second spirit, Henry, life is real. There are no mysterious things as we were taught. I believed in the same church as you. You know, father never cared for church, and do you know, he progressed more rapidly than I in the spirit world. My belief and dogma held me back. You remember father studied, and we called him crazy, because once in a while he went to spiritualist meetings, but he was right. You know, he had that book Heaven and Hell, by Swedenborg, and we used to look at each other and think he was going out of his mind. We went to church and he did not, yet he was the one to open my eyes to see better things when I reached the spirit side of life. If he had not opened my eyes, I would still be bound in my former belief, and that means I would be in the earth sphere. I was always afraid if he died he would go to hell, and I was in misery. You remember father died before I. He came to me after I passed out, but I thought it was imagination. He tried very hard to get me to understand. I want to tell you that creeds and dogmas of the church cause many earthbound spirits. These spirits do harm to mortals. Henry, the Bible says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Your treasure was your workshop. You have been in your shop helping that young fellow, unknown to yourself. We could not get you. First you were crippled, and we could not get you to realize that your spiritual body was not crippled, but your mind was so set on your crippled body that you could think of nothing else. We have been with you for some time, trying to get you to come with us. But we could not. One day we were passing by this place and we heard singing, so we came into the meeting. We saw that spirits were made to understand when nobody could reach them otherwise, so I said, let us bring Henry here. That was a long time ago. We had to wait our turn before we could bring you here. Now, Henry, open your spirit eyes and see that your spirit body is fresh and new. Don't think of your old crippled body, because then you will be crippled. Think of your young spirit body and you will be young. You will be happy. You were a good man. You had your sorrows, but you tried to do the best you could. It was only ignorance, false doctrine and belief that held you back. Henry, we have a beautiful home in the spirit world, and I will take you there, where you will have to learn many things. The first thing is to throw away all selfishness, ignorance, self-pity and jealousy. Come with me with an open heart. Open your heart to God in a spiritual way, and you will find the kingdom of heaven within you. You have much to learn. When you are happy, you will find that happiness and love are heaven. Selfishness and ignorance are hell, darkness is hell. People make hell for themselves and others. Let us do all we can to help others and forget self. If you think only of self, when you pass to the spirit side of life, you will find yourself shut up in a room, alone, and all you will see will be your ignorance and selfishness. You will be kept in this condition until you cry out, God help me to forget my selfishness. Let us do the work that is always waiting for us to do. We must say, "Get thee behind me, Satan."